You'll hear a man called Jack Morton talking about his job as a windsurfing instructor. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 2.
I'm Jack Morton, and I work as a windsurfing instructor. I'm here to answer questions from listeners about how to turn your love of water sports into a possible career in the future. First, Simon asks whether I went into water sports in order to become an instructor. Well, when I left school, I actually studied to be a journalist, but soon discovered that wasn't for me. I managed to get taken on as a shop assistant, which meant I had plenty of free time to do water sports. And I ended up taking a sailing instructor's course, and that's where it began. Now, Bethany asks how I got my current job. Well, after I'd built up experience in sailing, I applied to a company called Outdoor Life. They specialise in water sports holidays. I'd seen their brochure, and I fell in love with the pictures of windsurfers blasting across the lake. I didn't join them in the end, but was lucky enough to find work with a smaller company called Wavemakers, and I'm still with them. John asks what I particularly like about windsurfing. Well, I've done a bit of water skiing, you know. The excitement of that sport is certainly very appealing, and it requires a lot of skill. For me, though, nothing beats windsurfing for the challenge of it. Gillian asks what kind of students I prefer to teach. Total beginners or more experienced windsurfers? Well, I love both. But I suppose the really satisfying thing is when you see people who've never been on a windsurfing board before, finally mastering how to stand up on one. Doing that on water isn't easy. It's also pleasing, of course, when someone picks up the basics and actually manages to change direction, for example. Of course, the majority of people are thrilled just to have a go, but one or two get quite emotional when they actually get the hang of it. They may have felt pressured if other members of the group seemed to be doing better than them. Ideally, people should feel relaxed about the whole thing because it's supposed to be fun. And obviously, there's a lot to learn when you first start windsurfing. People often think sheer strength is what's required to get moving fast across the water, and that may be true to a certain extent. A good technique helps, of course, but with practice, I'd say anyone can succeed. And in fact, that's all that's needed unless you want to be a professional. Ben asks what mistakes students make when they're windsurfing. Well, as they get better, they worry about having the right equipment. Then they really start pushing themselves hard, spending more and more time out on the lake. When they're out there, they don't pay enough attention to the weather, though. Things can change very quickly, and they need to be aware of that. Also, I've noticed windsurfers often seem to crowd together in the same small stretch of lake. I can't understand why they do that. It's like people who park right next to one another in a car park when they're the only two vehicles there. You really need to allow other surfers space, and they should do the same for you. Otherwise, you can soon get into difficulty. Sandra asks what skills you need to do this job. Well, it really involves being well organised, knowing who's coming when and what everyone's capable of. I suppose that's true of many jobs. My boss has always commented positively on how adaptable I am, changing my schedule at short notice, that kind of thing. That all makes for a supportive working environment. Finally, some people have asked about other career possibilities related to water sports. Obviously, having qualifications is useful, whatever you decide to do. Increasingly, people are being asked to demonstrate that they're good at photography, and if you combine that with water sports, it can lead to a very interesting career. And of course, marketing skills are useful these days too, and offer another career route.
Now you'll hear part 2 again.
I'm Jack Morton, and I work as a windsurfing instructor. I'm here to answer questions from listeners about how to turn your love of water sports into a possible career in the future. First, Simon asks whether I went into water sports in order to become an instructor. Well, when I left school, I actually studied to be a journalist, but soon discovered that wasn't for me. I managed to get taken on as a shop assistant, which meant I had plenty of free time to do water sports, and I ended up taking a sailing instructor's course, and that's where it began. Now, Bethany asks how I got my current job. Well, after I'd built up experience in sailing, I applied to a company called Outdoor Life. They specialise in water sports holidays. I'd seen their brochure, and I fell in love with the pictures of windsurfers blasting across the lake. I didn't join them in the end, but was lucky enough to find work with a smaller company called Wavemakers, and I'm still with them. John asks what I particularly like about windsurfing. Well, I've done a bit of water skiing, you know. The excitement of that sport is certainly very appealing, and it requires a lot of skill. For me, though, nothing beats windsurfing for the challenge of it. Gillian asks what kind of students I prefer to teach. Total beginners or more experienced windsurfers? Well, I love both. But I suppose the really satisfying thing is when you see people who've never been on a windsurfing board before finally mastering how to stand up on one. Doing that on water isn't easy. It's also pleasing, of course, when someone picks up the basics and actually manages to change direction, for example. Of course, the majority of people are thrilled just to have a go, but one or two get quite emotional when they actually get the hang of it. They may have felt pressured if other members of the group seemed to be doing better than them. Ideally, people should feel relaxed about the whole thing because it's supposed to be fun. And obviously, there's a lot to learn when you first start windsurfing. People often think sheer strength is what's required to get moving fast across the water, and that may be true to a certain extent. A good technique helps, of course, but with practice, I'd say anyone can succeed. And in fact, that's all that's needed unless you want to be a professional. Ben asks what mistakes students make when they're windsurfing. Well, as they get better, they worry about having the right equipment. Then they really start pushing themselves hard, spending more and more time out on the lake. When they're out there, they don't pay enough attention to the weather, though. Things can change very quickly, and they need to be aware of that. Also, I've noticed windsurfers often seem to crowd together in the same small stretch of lake. I can't understand why they do that. It's like people who park right next to one another in a car park when they're the only two vehicles there. You really need to allow other surfers space, and they should do the same for you. Otherwise, you can soon get into difficulty. Sandra asks what skills you need to do this job. Well, it really involves being well organised, knowing who's coming when and what everyone's capable of. I suppose that's true of many jobs. My boss has always commented positively on how adaptable I am, changing my schedule at short notice, that kind of thing. That all makes for a supportive working environment. Finally, some people have asked about other career possibilities related to water sports. Obviously, having qualifications is useful, whatever you decide to do. Increasingly, people are being asked to demonstrate that they're good at photography, and if you combine that with water sports, it can lead to a very interesting career. And of course, marketing skills are useful these days too, and offer another career route.
That's the end of part two. Now turn to part three.